Fun talking about quilts, wasn't it? I really enjoyed visiting with our guests. But I should mention, by way of full disclosure, we should mention that the Quilt Expo is one of Wisconsin Public Radio's many sponsors, and we've had a long relationship with them. And we have a long relationship with Our Wisconsin Magazine. You know, one of the things I like about Our Wisconsin Magazine is that it's full of wonderful pictures. And Wisconsin is full of beautiful and diverse landscapes and wildlife. How do you do it justice in pictures? I think it happens in Our Wisconsin Magazine and other places as well. One of our guests coming up now is Mike Crowley. Mike is with us to talk about Wisconsin wildlife photography. He's a nature photographer. He shoots images of Wisconsin scenery and wildlife from his home in Boulder Junction. His work has been featured countless times in Our Wisconsin Magazine. Mike Crowley with us by phone. Mike, thanks for taking time to be with us.
Hey, thank you very much. Thanks for the great honor.
Speaking of Our Wisconsin Magazine, Mike Beano joins us by phone. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
I'm here, and this is going to be interesting, Larry, for me to listen to how you keep these two mics straight.
Well, you know, Dave Potratz, our engineer, is really good at helping me with that. We'll see how it works out.
Okay.
So, questions about Our Wisconsin Magazine or questions about photos, Wisconsin scenery and wildlife. I tell you, if you see Our Wisconsin Magazine, you'll often see Mike Crowley's photos shown off there. He does wonderful work. And I hope you'll join in with your questions or comments. You can give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. Or you can send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. Do your nature photos turn out well? Or are they sometimes like some of the ones I've taken, where I look at them and wonder, why did it not turn out the way I thought it was going to turn out when I took that picture? Again, the number 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. Of course, really love to hear from you. Mike Crowley, how did you get interested in photography?
Well, I retired from Caterpillar in 1999 in Illinois, and me and my wife always wanted to move to northern Wisconsin. We would come up here musky fishing, and then we'd have to go home.
Yeah.
So it's great to live up here now and see all this beautiful wonders and take such amazing shots of such beautiful wildlife.
Well, it's and you've been doing it now for a while.
10 years.
Yeah, about 10 years. And Mike Beano, there's a neat story about how you and Mike met. Share that with us.
Yeah. Mike Crowley and I have had never crossed paths before, at least meeting personally. It was 2012, and at the launch of this magazine, we had the idea to do it, and we had in mind a very specific photo we wanted to put on the cover of our premier issue. It's a sun coming up over the horizon, and we had a concept. We didn't have a picture, and we were just getting off the ground, starting Our Wisconsin. Over the year, last seven years, we've worked with upwards of 100 photographers. We had nothing back then, so I'm sitting in my basement, poring over computer images in Presque Isle with a very slow connection, and kicking the tires at different photographers' websites, specializing in Wisconsin, and boom, this picture caught my eye. It was a horizontal. I thought we could take a vertical slice for the cover. That would work well, I'm thinking. And I drill into the website a little way further, and pretty soon I'm running into white deer. White deer are kind of rare. And there are two herds that are known to be in the United States. One's in upstate New York, and the biggest other one is in Boulder Junction, Wisconsin. And I'm thinking, wow, this photographer's got to be near me. That's 8 miles away. So I'm looking, and I drill down a little further and a little further, and you know, Mike Crowley's a pretty humble man, because the guy responsible for all this beautiful work is way, way down in the website. I finally get to a shot of him. I know that guy from church. Mike and I have attended St. Anne Church in Boulder Junction. I've lived here full-time 15 years. Oh, that's that guy's name. Got together with Mike. He said, glad to let you use the photo. And ever since, 7 years, we're heading into our eighth year, Mike's work has been showcased quite a lot in our pages. And Mike, thank you for that. Everybody comments on the color of this magazine, as Larry said before, and man, you have helped color it up.
Well, and I think we have a photo of that cover on our WPR ideas at WPR.org website. It's beautiful. It's really, really beautiful. I can remember when I saw that first edition of the magazine, I thought, man, that's a gorgeous photo. How do you, Mike Crowley, how do you get that perfect shot? Talk about your approach to taking pictures of landscape and wildlife.
Well, I kind of break up what I can do that day. If it's cloudy, I'll go to a waterfall because I don't like no sun reflecting off the water. If it's sunny with beautiful white clouds and beautiful color of blue in the sky, and I just got to be taking pictures somewhere. And if there's no wind, I can get a reflection, I can get two pictures for the price of one. And that's probably my favorite kind of photography.
So do you have a goal in mind when you go out? I mean,
it depends a lot on the weather.
Yeah.
If it's, like I say, if it's my dream is good clouds, beautiful sky, no wind. And you don't get that very often.
And so what is it about the wind again?
Well, if you're taking a reflection picture, there goes your reflection on the water.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I gotcha. That makes sense.
And sometimes that's the best picture.
So, yeah, sometimes it is. How do you get... I was online to your site, to your website, and you have a lot of very close-up shots. Loons, for example, really close-ups. How do you get close to the animals, or do you have an awesome zoom lens?
Well, I do have a camera for wildlife. I have a camera for scenery. I have a camera for light shots, and it just depends on, like I say, what
you're after that day.
Yeah, what I'm after that day, and you got to have patience. A lot of times you got to wait for a shot. And then you got to compose the shot in a hurry sometimes. So it's
it's a waiting game.
With a 100 to 400 millimeter lens on my Canon camera, I can get a picture just about anything from any distance, because you can crop so much with these cameras nowadays that you can eliminate half of the picture and still get a full picture by spreading it out over the rest of the page.
Yeah. But I tell you, what's the longest you've ever sat and waited for to get that perfect shot? You know?
Well, I put a Milky Way shot on Facebook the other night. Me and my wife decided we'd go out about 10:30 at night, and we hadn't taken a sunset picture, or not a sunset, we haven't taken a Milky Way shot all summer, so we decided to go out there. And so we sat out there for about an hour, and then the sky was totally dark, and I said, there it is, there it is. I had my tripod. I had everything set up. I was just waiting for cooperation from Mother Nature, and she gave me a beautiful Milky Way. You would not believe it. And I posted it on my website the next day, and a couple thousand people liked it. So that was well worth sitting out there for an hour.
Mike, what is your website, by the way?
LifeInTheNorthWoods.com.
LifeInTheNorthWoods.com.
Yes, all together.
All right. That's a long one. LifeInTheNorthWoods.com.
I'm also on Facebook at Life in the Northwoods, too.
All right. There we go. Well, Mike Bino, let's turn to you for a minute. What's the process for you for choosing pictures for the magazine these days?
Well, I have to really credit our art director, Sue Myers. She's the one that does the heavy weighting. I've worked with Sue many years, long before we launched this magazine, at Ryman Publications in Greendale. This magazine spun out of really that sort of format of magazines, which included Taste of Home and Birds and Blooms and Reminisce, all those titles. Sue and I worked together in Reminisce magazine. She also worked in the photo studio there. She's an artist. So the process is we put out a needs letter to selected photographers for what I'm going to call the display positions in the magazine. Cover, back cover, a 10-page photo essay in the center of the magazine. This is all the professional photography that gives anchors our magazine with some good, sharp, strong color. The rest of the magazine, we invite the readers themselves to send in their stories and photos. So we're a little more amateur than we are pro here, but these large pictures, large format pictures like Mike takes, gives us that color and that pop that we're after. Okay, so Sue takes the submissions from these 40-odd, 50 photographers, however, respond to my call a couple of months ahead of time by email, and they set up light boxes. They do it online with low-resolution pictures, and by and large, and she takes the first cut. She gets up to her armpits and all these images, hundreds and hundreds. And Sue isn't all that tall. You know, she's got her nose up. And one thing I'm going to say is our August-September issue has a leaping spaniel on it, and Sue is a field trialer. Are we going to break, Larry?
We are going to take a break, and we'll take this back up, Mike, when we get back. We'll take a quick look at the news and weather, find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Network. And then we'll talk some more about outdoor photography and about our Wisconsin magazine. I'm Larry Mueller. We'll be back after the news. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here talking about Wisconsin's breathtaking scenery and wildlife, how to capture it in photography. With our two guests, we're also talking about our Wisconsin magazine. Mike Crowley is with us, a nature photographer, shoots images of Wisconsin scenery and wildlife, and his work has been featured countless times in our Wisconsin magazine. And speaking of our Wisconsin magazine, we also have Mike Bino with us. He's the editor of the magazine. It's packed with stories, photos, recipes, and they're all about things that make Wisconsin unique. So, what do you want to know about photographing the great outdoors in Wisconsin, or what have been your experiences? Love to hear from you about that. Or what about our Wisconsin magazine? Questions or comments or experiences relating to our Wisconsin? Love to hear from that from you as well. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. And when we broke for news, Mike Bino was talking about the process for choosing pictures for the magazine. It's in a way kind of straightforward, but it's probably complicated making those selections.
Yes, and while we broke for the news, I got a quick email from our art director, Sue Myers, with her phone. She's on her way to get a haircut, but listening to us. So there we are. She lives in Elkhorn. So when we broke, I was talking about this person wading through hundreds of pictures once we request them seasonally. And she takes the first cut, and what she's looking for, it's seasonal stuff. So we did the August-September issue. We're looking for late summer, early fall. She's got that season in mind, and she's looking for variety. Location, you know, geography, colors, some wildlife, some people, some action, some beautiful vistas, and she's looking for variety in all things. And she makes the first pull of photos for the 10-page photo essay in the center of the magazine and the covers, and kicks that around to the rest of us here on the staff, and we discuss it, and we do this electronically, and we little less of this, a little more of that. Maybe we shift this around. We finally get to what we're going to use, and then she jumps in and starts tackling the layouts, and we then go back to the pro photographers and ask for the high resolution files, which can't slide through email real easily, so we use some web-based software to take them in, and we get as large a file as we can so we can get as sharp an image as we can up to big sizes, you know, a full page, a cover.
Sure.
And that's essentially the process. And Mike has been doing this 7 years and supplying us very well.
And he's represented in the magazine, too. I just kind of opened it up. And here's a picture titled Monarch of the Woods. And it's a monarch and a flower. Mike, how do you get a close photo like that?
Well, I probably was about 10 feet away from the butterfly. And you just zoom in with a 100 to 400 millimeter lens until you can crop the picture the way you want it. And hopefully the butterfly will cooperate. But it's fun doing that. It's fun doing it with deer. It's fun doing it with just about any animal. And then another little trick is if you're taking pictures of deer or some wildlife animal, whistle. If you want to get a picture, whistle. They'll look right at you.
Ah.
they'll even smile sometimes.
You know what, I was, as you were talking about the butterflies, I was remembering talking with a fellow who put together a book on different species of butterflies, and he had taken a lot of his own photos. And I said, well, you got some really nice ones here. And he said, you know, if they're sitting, the butterfly's wings are folded up. Because of the heat from the sun, and what he will sometimes do is put his hand up and shade the butterfly, and the butterfly then opens its wings, and then he can get his hand away and shoot the picture. So there's all kinds of little tricks.
Right, all kinds of angles.
For sure. Well, what is kind of the most interesting piece in the August-September issue for you, Mike? Well, let me back that up and just say one of the cool ones I thought related to life in a Northwoods Dream, I think was the title of the feature. It was about a woman's rustic respite.
Yeah, that's our cabin fever section, and it's sort of house beautiful for the Northwoods, I guess you want to say. That is a photo feature that we run, not tied to wildlife or landscapes, but it's a story about dream homes in the Northwoods. Now we're not talking about a large trophy mansion. We're talking about quaint little cabins that are in really good shape. And this was a neat one in Rice Lake because it's owned by a woman named Julie Fetting. And as a five-year-old girl, years back, she had a dream. She wanted to live in a log cabin. And that goes back into the 60s, I believe. And she made that dream come true in 1991, at age 32, she bought 40 acres in the Blue Hills, 7 miles from Rice Lake, gorgeous country up there. And she and her father in Barron County began building this. They got a big load of red pine logs and peeled them. Neither of them had done that. She learned pretty quickly that frozen ones don't peel all that well and had to turn them in the sun. She and her 10-year-old daughter and her father, the farmer, worked on it. Dad made himself his own draw knife from a leaf spring of an old car, put an edge on it, ground it down, and a couple of foam rubber handles, and that's what farmers do. You know, so she built this over the course of decades, and it is, and she's got all the farmer's tools, her grandfather, her father, the logging tools, cant hooks they use to move these logs, everything. They're part of the antique decor. All different species of wood through this thing, and flower gardens to die for. It's taken her decades. And her daughter now, who started at age 10, she's moved to Alaska and mushing dogs with her husband, who's competes in the Iditarod. But Julie's at her place, and she rents it, and it's called Julie's Woodland Gardens Flying Squirrel Getaway. getawaygardens.com. If somebody wants to go stay there, I think in summer, Julie has put a tent up on her 40, and she stays in a tent and camps while people... She's a free spirit. And one of our photographers, Suzanne von Schrader, lives in the Blue Hills, went over there and took some pictures of Julie, and she's a fun soul up there. But this is, you know, meeting people like Julie or Mike Crowley, who, you know, this is the reason why I love doing this stuff. And you're talking with Mike, and he's telling us about all the hunters and tracker skills he's using to get close to wildlife. Mike's a big fan of tracking. Meeting interesting people like this is just what I love, and that's what the magazine's all about.
Well, it surely is. There's some. Do you ever, Mike Crowley? Do you ever do any indoor photography?
I'm really not much into that. I'm more of an outside type of guy where you get out and see beautiful nature up close, and not have to talk or just look for animals and take pictures.
Well, what makes, in your mind, someone wondered, what makes a great nature photo in your mind?
Being in the right place at the right time really helps.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Which also helps. And composition is very important. A lot of people don't think of that. You want something in the foreground, or you want something in the background, or you want the sun shining at an angle or whatever. And that's what photography is all about.
And as I was looking through the magazine, Mike Bino, one of the photos that really caught my attention was wings set at sunset, some Canada geese settling into a pond in Wisconsin Rapids area.
Sure. Yeah, and that's one of our photographers named Brooke Burling, a young lady who is in Wisconsin Rapids, and she is she's truly an outdoors woman. She and her husband rent lease some property out, I think, Trempealeau County as well. So they out along Mississippi in the Driftless area. They're out there, big into deer hunting with a bow. I mean, big bucks. She's always with her German short hairs looking for shed antlers. So this is an interesting person, and she's got the photo you're describing is some Canada geese settling onto a pond behind her her home in Rapids. And she it changes, you know, by the evening. She's got blue herons, green herons, ducks, muskrats. And again, This is the kind of picture that you know, a waterfowler might see from a blind. Okay, the same kind of skills that hunters and trappers use, I think. And Mike Crowley, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I've heard anyway, is patience, remain quiet, be attuned to the weather, be attuned to what's going on with the sun, the rain, the clouds, all those sort of things, and just spend a lot of time at it. Mike, is that true or false?
True. There's several times I've waited an hour or longer to get a sunset, or I waited for a cloud to move and the sun could shine through. All kinds of things you see while you're waiting to get another picture, and many times you'll get a better picture than the one you think you were going to get. So,
well, Mike, you've spent hours and hours and days photographing white deer, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, I've been through more. I've had more ticks on me than anybody in the United States.
So how do you set up like a hunter would set up, or what do you do?
Well, I got 10 acres, and I cleared it when I moved up here because of all the jack pines and white pines.
Mm-hmm.
Aspens were all dying on my property, so I had to clear cut it. Not clear cut it, but all the ones that were dead had to go down. So I had a guy do that. Well, in the past six, seven years now, it's grown up, and let me tell you, it is a jungle out there. And then I decided to make a trail so me and my wife could walk all year round, and so I mow it in the summer and blow it in the winter, and it gives us a lot of free time, and we get to meet interesting characters in the wintertime when it's 20 below zero, like snowshoe hares who follow us around and pose for pictures while we're just it's unbelievable what you can see in nature.
Well, and so part of so many of your photos were probably taken of animals right on your own trails.
Oh, yes. Yes. I mean, we can go out and say, let's see what we can get today, and we'll see a deer on another trail, and there'll be an opening where it'll come out, and then you're standing in another spot, and I got a big zoom lens, so I can draw them in from a long ways away, and yeah, it's you get what you spend your time on.
Sure.
Sounds like scouting. I know a lot of hunters do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
like a lot of the scenery places. I've been to this place once, so the next time I need a picture similar or something different in that area that I seen when I took the picture, I know right where to go. Depending on the weather, I go here or there or here or there.
Mike Bino, tell us about Mike's cover photo for the I guess you have mentioned that cover photo of our Wisconsin magazine. Has he done any other cover photos that have wound up?
Sure. Sure. Mike's done several cover photos for us, and also other even two-page spreads for us. He's got a wonderful shot of a canoe on one of these Vilas County lakes, and I'm looking at it, and I'm sure we can get it. In fact, Wendy here, it's up on our Wisconsin Facebook page right now. She's got three of Mike's covers on our Wisconsin magazine's Facebook page. So one is showing some of the interesting clouds he's talking about against a deep blue sky. I'm suspecting perhaps a polarizing filter is on the camera to make a whole.
I live with one of them.
You live with one of those, okay.
I mean, if you want deep colors, get a polarizer.
Okay, so you get deep primary color, so you've got interesting clouds working in the sky. It's not bare, and he's got it composed perfectly with the prow of the canoe. It's pointing up at our logo. And also, he's got a spotted fawn I'm looking at, and you must have whistled at it, Mike, because it's
right.
Staring me right in the eye.
It was playing peekaboo, so I thought if I'm going to get a picture, I'm going to have to whistle.
Good job. These covers are up on our Facebook page. Everybody can take a look at Mike's work there.
I don't get a chance to thank Mike but he actually helped me by using a lot of my pictures in our Wisconsin magazine, and me being born and raised in Wisconsin. I couldn't be any happier than to see my picture in a magazine.
Thank you, Mike. You're welcome. And you know, buddy, you earn it. You earn it with all this hard work.
What is, you have a photography contest, Mike Bino.
Yes, we do. And this is, there are a lot of amateurs in it as well as professionals. And what we do is, and we've got a lot of contests in this magazine.
Yeah.
And the idea is it gets people involved. Okay, and so the reader photo contest in this August-September issue we're talking about, we're judging one category. It's called Wisconsin People. What we do is we announce a contest, challenged the readers to send in photos in four categories. Okay, so we might have Wisconsin people, Wisconsin humor, Wisconsin scenery, and activities. There's a lot of different opportunity here for people to be in, as you can tell from those categories, because Our Wisconsin really is a magazine about people first. And so we'll get people that'll open their family photo albums and give us pictures of their kids and grandkids or pets doing something crazy, some event, something with action in it. And then we'll get some pros like Mike, who will take some beautiful scenery or some wildlife that it takes a whale of a long time to get a photo on. And it's a mix. And what we do is we invite the readers themselves then to do the judging. Sue Myers doesn't take our first cut at all. She's got enough work. We do that here in our Manitowish Waters office. And people, issue by issue, judge six photos in each category. Then grand prize winner gets a pair of Packer tickets to Lambeau Field.
Well, I was looking at the entries, the six that you have on page 60 and 61 of your magazine. Some great shots there.
Yeah, a lot of action. And this is Wisconsin people. So as I mentioned, we've got kids and grandkids having water fights, playing in the sandbox, a guy digging, a little leaguer digging for third base with his spikes on and looking more determined than I've ever seen anybody. We've got the Cookie Monster towering over a two-year-old, and we have some folks out at Miller Park, and they have this event I wasn't even aware of. The Brewers have the Field of Sweet Dreams, and they allow people to come and set up tents and camp on the field, and there's kids and parents, and they got the running sausages sitting down at the campsite talking to them. How fun is that? So again, there's a lot of neat stuff going on in Wisconsin, activities, and that energy comes directly from the people.
I liked your story on yakking it up in Park Falls.
Maybe we can get you some yak steaks, or have them weave some a shawl for you. Yeah, this is a story about Dave and Terry Moore. They live in Park Falls. They went to divinity school together many years ago in Marinette County. They got married and landed in Park Falls, and they bought 40 acres. It was a working farm, and for them it became a little farmette. They had no farming background, and they thought, well, it's kind of a shame to just leave some of this this open land that had been worked as fields and taken care of. Shame to leave that. Why not do something? Well, they thought about it. Dairy cows are an awful lot of work, and they have full-time jobs, and they heard about Tibetan yaks. Well, okay. Both genders have horns. They're woolier than all get out. I don't know.
Pretty
that
animals.
They are, but they can live out on the fields, on the pastures, 40 below zero. It doesn't 40 doesn't bother them. They don't take much time and trouble. They've got again their woolly coats are it's almost like cashmere. It's prized by people that work with that. And you can milk them, but this couple wasn't brave enough to try it.
on that note, we're going to leave it for the people who buy the magazine and open it up to that story and let them read it. I tell you what, we got Mike and Mike here, Mike Bino and Mike Crowley. Mike Crowley's website is lifeinthenorthwoods.com, lifeinthenorthwoods.com, all one word. Mike, thank you very much for being with us. Mike Bino,
hey,
of course.
Hey, Larry?
Yes.
Can I get give a shout-out for my wife who assists me in so many things, and she never gets any credit? And since we've been married 54 years, 2 days ago, I wanted to give her an honor, too.
We consider it done, Mike Crowley. Thank you so much. And Mike Bino, Our Wisconsin Magazine editor, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it very much.
I'll say thanks to Marcia Crowley as well.
All right, there we go. And thank you for listening, and stay with us. Lots more in store. I'm Larry Mueller.